Listening Library presents When Life Gives You OJ by Erica S. Pearl. Read for you by Abigail Ravash. Chapter 1. The whole mess started with a note. Kid, see me immediately when you get this. Do not speak of this to anyone, not even your parents or your brother. Ace. P.S. I hope you are ready for this. I found the note on my nightstand, attached to a jug that definitely hadn't been there the night before. I had to put on my glasses to read it. On closer inspection, I could see that the jug was a plastic one, like the kind that milk comes in. The note was attached to the neck of the jug with a green rubber band. Even without his name on it, I would have known this was Ace's work. The rubber band was a dead giveaway. Ace is the proud owner of the world's largest rubber band collection. He doesn't trust scotch tape. Ready for what? I thought. I sat up in bed, staring at the jug. If Ace was behind this, I was definitely not ready for it. Ace is my grandpa. His real name is Abraham Diamond, but he likes everyone to call him Ace. My name is Zelda Freed, but I like everyone to call me Zelly. Ace doesn't call me Zelly, or even Zelda. He calls me Kid, so I call him Grandpa to get him back. I studied the note, then turned my attention to the jug. It was a big white plastic orange juice jug. Before Ace moved in with us, my mom always made pitchers of orange juice from small cans of frozen concentrate. Now she buys it pre-made in plastic jugs like this one, because Ace drinks a lot of orange juice. He mixes scoops of powder into it, which he says keeps him regular, whatever that means. Ace is about as far...